Zaheem, good, steal, feet up ahead. And the ball lost, picked up by Sean Glass in the left corner. At the point, Zaheem with a long three, good! All the way from Baton Rouge, a pair of threes for Z, and it's now a 10-9 ball game, and a timeout will be called. 30-second timeout called by the Lions from Linkier Prep. Grizzlies lead them 10-9. First half, back in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
What do you think so far? It's 10-9. Curtis, we're incrementally playing a little bit better here. As the defense has got better, we've played better.
Yeah, I really like the defense, the hustle I'm seeing. These guys are moving really well on the floor together and have created some turnovers, which I don't think we saw too much last year.
Here we go on the inbound play. The Grizzlies will have a five of Hunami, Glass, Smith. Who else do we have out there? We've got Jaden Roach and Javian Downey's in the ball game. Guard from Canada. At the point, the sophomore guards the ball hard. Passes across. Baugh in the lane. Pull up. 13-footer. Good. That kid can play. He's got six of their 11. It's 11-10. Sean Glass, left corner. Urgy curls over the top. Leans in. Left-hand layup. No good. Hit it off the bottom of the rim. And it's taken away by Link here. They come back. Isaac Vickers is in their lineup now. A 6-1 guard from Portland. Over on the left sideline, double team on the ball. Ethan Smith slapped it away, but it goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Linkier with 12 on the shot clock. Riley Whitaker. The man of spam. Riley really played well the other day. Shot the ball well the other day in that game against Southeast Iowa. Inbound play. 7 on the shot clock, and a pull-up shot is up and good. Speak of the devil, there he is, Isaac Vickers. The Fordland boy knocks one in from about 10 feet. Now in the deep right corner, no good as Riley fired one up, which he is wont to do. Front court left side now. Wyatt Carr in the lineup from Lebanon. He goes left baseline, cut off, wraparound pass to the far corner. Here's Vickers again and a whistle. He stepped out of bounds. My great late Mr. Grizzly, Dean Smith, not much really annoyed Dean. He is as laid back a person as ever drew a breath. But whenever a player would catch the ball in the corner and step out of bounds, it just drove him bananas. How can you not know where you are on the court? Well, it happens quite a bit. 13-10, Grizzlies with it, 15 on the shot clock. At the point, shooting Jake Sage for three, no good. And look at that rebound by Jaden Roach. Pump fake, up, easy inside, can't get it, got his own board, goes up and scores. That's what we didn't have last year.
Impressive hustle by Mr. Roach there.
And strength by Mr. Roach. That combination of size and strength. Man, I love that kid. He's got a lot of upside. Here's a shot partially blocked by him. And the Grizzlies come away with it. Javian Downey drives the key. Kicks it outside. Jake with a three ball. No good. He missed two in a row, which is odd. Now at midcourt, spinning it front court. Caleb Cron. Bounce pass, low block. Ball. Pump fake, dribbles in. Double team. Tied up. And it'll be Linkier ball.
Seen a lot of hustle out of these Grizzlies on defense, and I don't think we saw that a lot last year, so it's good to see that that has improved and they're playing as a team on defense.
Grizzlies' bench is so deep right now. Coach Faye is going to have to figure out a shorter rotation as the year goes on, but as it stands right now, just about everybody sitting over there is going to play tonight. Here's the inbound play. Outside, Sean Glass, hard on the basketball to the corner. Step back. Vickers will shoot again, this time no good. And JV and Downey pulls down the rebound. Ryan Richardson. Javian, top of the circle, left wing, Riley with a pump fake, spins away from the defender, pumps again, left corner, Sean with a three, no good, ball long, no one went after it, and Riley spins to the hoop, lays it up, and goes.
What a move. I didn't know Riley had that in him.
I think Riley didn't either. He just did what came natural, and it was a nice spin move to the basket, and it's now 14-13, Grizzlies with the lead. To the high post. They'll get it inside. Lean shot off the board. No good. Put back shot. No good. Tipped up and good. And the same guy shot it all three times. Richard High, 6'5 guard from Osceola, Arkansas. Sean Glass, right wing, three ball, way too hard. It missed everything but the glass on the opposite side. Down the front court. Down the key. Dish it off. Ball leans in. Lays it up. No good. May have been partially blocked by Sean Glass. Front court crossover, down the key, right-hand layup, no good by Jamie Downey, but he got fouled on the trip with 10:33 to go in the first half. 15-14 Linkier, and Blaine Harris will check in for the Grizzlies. As that was the first personal on Vickers, and Jamie Downey to the free throw line for the Grizzlies. Javian missed quite a bit of time last year because of a leg injury, but when he came back in the last month and a half, he really got better and better and was a very serviceable player here as the year came to an end, and he still has some upside to him. First free throw, no good. Now, one thing we didn't do very well at Iowa was shoot free throws. It was not pretty. Game one, we shot 57%. And game two, oh, they're in the lane way too early. Free throw is good anyway by the Grizzlies. And JV and Downey makes one out of two. 15 all. Over on the left side, they'll move it there with Vickers. Back to the point. Long shot for a straight up three. No good. Rebounded by Zaheem Jackson up the right side. Crossover on the baseline. Wrap around far left corner. Ball fake by Blaine Harris. Back up to the man trailing him, Ryan Richardson. Curls over the top. Down the key. All the way. Laid it up and he missed it. Front court the other way now. Richard High. Stolen away. Great defense. Zaheem, three on three. Leans in. Shoots. No good. Foul called on Linkier. That stops the clock at 9:51 and we'll get a officials timeout here, a media timeout with the score tied up at 15 apiece, and we'll come back in 1 minute on KDY.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time to fire it up for fall with a full line of Steel Outdoor products. Save $50 on select AK battery sets and save $50 on select blowers and chainsaws. Plus, check out all the Steel trimmers and accessories. Stop in our West Plains and Thayer stores today and save.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Bailey, Chevy, and GMC, home of the Bailey Factory.
Here in the rugged Ozarks, you need a truck that's as tough and works as hard as you. It's truck season at Bailey Chevrolet. The perfect time to find your new truck. Built strong for the rugged outdoors. Your tough truck is waiting. Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey from Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come in today and put the Bailey factor to work for you. And together, let's drive.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We're back, and the Grizzlies and the Lions from Linkier Prep are tied up. The Grizzlies in their first game against Des Moines area were 15 out of 26 from the free throw line, which roughly about 68%, something like that. Not real good. Second game against Southeast Iowa, 12 out of 20. That's 60%. So pretty consistent over those two games. See if we can do better here tonight. So far, we're 3 out of 6. And that one is way short by Zaheem. No good. Zaheem Jackson from Baton Rouge. Next one, good. He redshirted here last year. 16-15. Pressure on the ball in the backcourt. Urji Hunami guards the ball. Handled by Caleb Brewer on the left side. McVicker has it. Brewer back to McVicker on the left side. Grizzlies are in the zone again. At the point, ball fumbled away, knocked away, stolen away. Urji all the way. Big dunk. Urji is kind of a freak. He can guard the point guard. He can guard a big forward, which he had to do a lot last year. Right side. On the bounce, Caleb Brewer back on the right wing. Up fake by Dillinger, the 6'10" kid back in the game for Linkier Prep. Step back. Two ball. Short. No good. Rebound Zaheem Jackson. Off the miss by Richard High. Now in the front court. He'll hesitate, step through, reach in, foul, and that'll stop the clock. And the foul call goes against Richard High for Linkier Prep.
I believe that'll be High's first. Oh, they put that on Brewer, so that's his third. And six team fouls for Linkier.
How many team fouls do we have?
Zero.
I'm not going to say anything. But
That's why I didn't say it in the first place. But you asked.
There should be certain advantages playing at home. 18-15 on the left side. Back to the right point. Ryan Richardson being guarded man-to-man by Richard High. Crossover goes to the left hand. Lost the ball in the paint. Gets it rid of it. Gets it to Urge. And now with 8 on the shot clock near the timeline. Z-Jack. Zaheem hesitates, goes by his guy all the way, lost it, knocked away, loose ball. Blaine Harris knocked it away, but he'll be called for a foul. And that, after 11 minutes and 33 seconds, is the first foul committed by the Grizzlies.
You can wait that long to commit a foul? I think you're doing pretty good.
Well, if that were their first foul and they weren't playing any defense, that'd be one thing, but they've actually been fairly aggressive at the defensive end.
Yeah, very much so.
On the right side, Linkier shooting to our right in the black with blue trim, blue and white. On the right side, McVicker to the point. Baugh dribbles down, bounce pass across, bounced off the leg of Zaheem Jackson, sits out of bounds, stops the shot clock with 9 on it. Grizzlies have a 3-point lead, 18-15. We're playing the black rosters for Linkier Prep. Their gold roster team beat Moberly the other night by 12. Here's a whistle and a turnover call in the corner on McVicker and Linkier. So that'll be turnover number 6. So the Grizzlies will play in the backcourt right now with Blaine Harris, Zaheem Jackson, Ryan Richardson, Lionel Kamwemba, and Urji Hunami. Ethan Smith will check in here in just a moment. Down the key, pull up, free throw, jump shot. Good, Zaheem Jackson. Zaheem has 9 points. At the end of the game, we'll have Curtis choose our Don's Auto Service player of the game. Off the left point, Hillinger, right point pass. They look inside, put it on the deck all the way in, and a drive partially blocked. Foul before all that happened. Kelly Hunt looking over his right shoulder to see what Zaheem Jackson's number is. First foul on Zaheem. This Grizzly basketball team had 4 sophomores come back. The rest are freshmen. Once they kind of work their way in, I think we've got a chance to be pretty good this year in the region. Play. Here's a drive on the baseline. No good. Missed layup. And the rebound taken away by the Grizzlies. And they come up the right side. Jonathan White is in the ball game now for the Grizzlies at the guard. You want to talk about quick? Watch Jonathan move around. Pass low block. Drop step by Kamwemba. Got moved out. Missed the shot as Dillinger got a hip in him. Now back the other way, Linkier. Trailing by 5, 20-15. Ball tipped away by Sean Glass out of bounds. Last touch, though, by Linkier. 19 on the shot clock. Javian Downey will come in for Zaheem Jackson. Sean Glass, Javian Downey, and Jonathan White are the three guards right now for the Grizzlies. On the back line, Lionel Kamwemba and Ethan Smith. Stepping over, stepping out, shooting a three. And he took a 21-footer that went 20, and it goes out of bounds.
He's going to hear about it.
Yeah, the baseball team's here, so he'll hear about that. 6:42 left to go here in the first half. Grizzlies fell behind 7-1. Since then, they've outscored Linkier 19-8. In the right corner, Jonathan White. Low block, posting up. Wraparound pass, good feed. Glass blocked away. Dillinger, say what, that kid's 6'10", and he can guard the basket. He has it front court. Deep left corner, open shot for a three. Way off, tipped over, picked up. Ethan Smith hands it to Sean Glass. Let's push it, boys. Up the right side. Travel violation on Jonathan White. He may have stepped out of bounds. Coach Bay said he wanted to play faster this year with the group that he had. He's so deep that they can substitute very easily. Here's a pass over the top. Stolen. Two-on-two break the other way. Glass all the way. Got it blocked out of bounds. And it'll stay with the Grizzlies. Now, there's a perfect play, Curtis, where a freshman out of high school goes in for that shot. Gets capped, gets knocked to the floor, out of bounds. You get a whistle, and it's just out of bounds.
Yeah.
Inbound play with Sean Glass. Holding foul. That'll be on
Noah Stanley. Or 12.
Oh, there he is. Noah Stanek. With the rain last few days, you think he's heard any Noah jokes?
Oh, I'm sure.
Here's the free throw by Sean Glass. First try, no good. So it goes the other way as he misses the front end of the 1-1. On the right sideline now. Pass to the high post, down the key. Turnaround fadeaway is good. Nice shot by the Lebanon kid, Wyatt Carr. 20-17, Grizzlies by three. Jonathan White steps back. He shoots a three. That's good. Jonathan White stepping up with a big shot for the Grizzlies right there. Jonathan White with his first bucket. And that may be his first as a Grizzly. In the right corner, ball tipped out of bounds by Jonathan White. It'll stay with Linkier with 14 on the shot clock. Nope, he did score two in the opener against Des Moines. But his first home basket, 23-17. Jonathan White, a freshman guard from Columbia, South Carolina, over on the right sideline now. To the high post, put it on the floor. Carr drives in, missed it, put back Dillinger. And they're going to say that his initial shot did not hit the rim. So that's a shot clock violation and a turnover on Linkier. Tonight was supposed to be Zizzer night, but the high water and all those complications forced that to be postponed. Here's a drive by Downey, no good, and a rebound. Jaden Roach going up for the rebound, and he got moved out, and that foul works against Linkier. I was telling Curtis before the game started, you can't appreciate him up here, how big Jaden Roach is. He is some kind of put together. 6'6" from Miramar, Florida. He gets a free throw here, and it's good. Three points for Jaden Roach tonight. Riley Whitaker is going to come in for Jaden if he makes this free throw. And good. I saw a guy here one night. This has been several years ago. He was shooting free throws. He was shooting a one and one. He made the first one. And he saw someone getting ready to check in for him, and he missed it on purpose, so he stayed in the game.
That's one way to do it.
Not the right way to do it. Over on the right side now. Bach. B-A. On the sideline, Jonathan White's on him. Curls over the top. Into the paint. Cut off by Ethan Smith. Lob pass back. Good defense here by the Grizzlies. Crossover dribble to the baseline. Cut off by Javian Downey. Fadeaway jumper. No good. Riley Whitaker the rebound. That's good defense right there, Curtis.
Great defense, and we've had it all night.
Front court, bad pass, stole it away. Tried to feed it underneath to the far corner. Turnover five on the Grizzlies. Bob puts it on the deck. Kick it far left corner. Whistle, blocking foul on Riley Whitaker for the Grizzlies. Riley drew a couple of charges up in Iowa. Tried to draw one there, but couldn't get the call, and I think primarily because he was inside the semicircle down there under the basket. I bet we've got someone down around Calico Rock that listens to our ball games, listens to Riley. Here's a pass on the inbound, and stolen, and down the other way, laid up and in by Javian Downey, who's got three.
Great play by Downey there.
I am a big fan of his. I think he could be a really big contributor for us this season. At the point, Baugh got away with a walk, dribbles in, pulls up and shoots it anyway. Missed the shot. Jonathan White with the rebound. Grizzlies back in the white. At the right point, hesitates in the lane. Left hand running layup is up and good.
Nice little finger roll there by Jonathan White. Gives the Grizzlies a 12-point lead.
That happened quick. 3:30 to go in the first half. Grizzlies by a dozen. 29-17. Back in 1 minute on KDY.
Kerr Speed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Kerr Speed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time to fire it up for fall with a full line of Steel Outdoor products. Save $50 on select AK battery sets and save $50 on select blowers and chainsaws. Plus, check out all the Steel trimmers and accessories. Stop in our West Plains and Thayer stores today and save.
Kerr Speed and Farm Supply since 1974. Kerr Speed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Well, 1 minute, game's tied. Next thing you know, you look up and it's 29-17. The Grizzlies have a 12-point lead with 3.5 minutes to go in the first half. And I think primarily, you know, this was kind of back and forth and tight, Curtis, but Grizzlies' defense has really changed the game.
The defense and the depth of the Grizzlies and their hustle tonight, they've been working together on as a team on defense, and that's helped quite a bit.
Vicker called for a walk. Good defense again by the Grizzlies. Jake Sage was on him, made him pick up the dribble and drug his foot.
Sage, Harris, White, Whitaker, and Downey on the floor for the Grizzlies.
And it'll be Downey bringing it up. Free throw line, Riley Whitaker. Gives it to Blaine Harris. Shoots a three from the right wing, short. No good. Right now, we've got five guards on the floor. Basically. To the right sideline now. Caleb Cron back around the horn, left wing. Vicker with a three ball. That's good. That kid can shoot the basketball. Isaac Vickers knocks in a three. Downey in the front court for the Grizzlies. Jake Sage, he's still got his Kickapoo shoes, I see. Down the lane, Downey gets it slapped away, and he's a little shaken up. Now the other way, it's stolen. Jonathan White takes it the other way. All the way, right hand layup, good. And Grizzlies will take a timeout. Javian is down here at the north end trying to comport himself. And a timeout on the court with the Grizzlies leading the Lions 31-20. And we're back in a minute on KDY.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy four new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
We come back after the Grizzlies get a stop on defense. Jonathan White, three, no good. Back come Link here from left to right. Bounce pass, low block. Lay it by the big kid, Dillinger, good. His first basket of the ball game. Ethan Dillinger from Erie, Kansas, 6 feet 10, 31-22. Grizzlies with 1:25 to go in the first half. Down the key. They're going to tie up Jake Sage and a whistle. Did they finally call a foul? They may have called a tie-up, and it's Grizzly basketball. It's really funny, first of the year, you see freshmen who go down the lane. They'll get hacked three times, loose ball out of bounds, no call. And they'll just look around like, what was that? That is college basketball. Right side, Zaheem for a three. No good. Ball rebounded by Lionel. Gets it back over. Riley with a three ball. No good. And that ball will be fumbled away, picked up in the far corner by Caleb Crom. Back come Link here. We haven't shot the ball very well so far tonight. On the right side, we'll cut off the dribbler. That's Richard High. Crossover, pulls up, shoots it over. Riley Whitaker, good for about 18 feet. Right side, Sean Glass. Down the key all the way in. Right hand, layup is good, and that's what he can do. Boy, he can get, if he gets a step, he can get that ball to the rim. Sean Glass, first basket. 33-24. And remember, I said it, Sean Glass is going to be a terrific player for the Grizzlies. Just, you watch. Out front, Glass playing defense on the basketball. Richard High backs him down, tries to take him in, does, shoots, scores, foul. Basket counts, and that foul will go on Sean Glass. So it's a bucket and one. Basket for Richard High, Osceola, Arkansas. And his free throw try here is good. Grizzlies come back, shoot from just inside midcourt, up the backboard, no good by Zaheem Jackson. And that's the end of the first half. Grizzlies take a six-point lead going into the intermission here in the home opener for the Grizzlies. And they lead Linkier Prep 33-27. Grizzly halftime is brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities. And we'll go over the first half. I was really hoping if I could find her here tonight, see if we could get Patty Fagardo up here to talk about the volleyball team. So if we can spot her, maybe we can get her up here to talk about her team. She is the Region 16 Coach of the Year, by the way. Timeout on the court. Halftime is here. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. And back in a moment on KUY.
News from the seven counties of South Central Missouri. It's Ozark Radio News with News Team 7.
A special election night update from Ozark Radio News. I'm Tom Hoagland. Polls have just closed, so no results have been reported yet. Make sure to check back here on air as well as online at ozarkradionews.com for the latest results. For Ozark Radio News with special election night coverage, I'm Tom Hoagland.
For more news, visit ozarkradionews.com.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to. Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store, Don's Auto Service.
Kerr's Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Kerr's Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do.
Hi, this is Garrett. It's time to fire it up for fall with a full line of Steel Outdoor products. Save $50 on select AK battery sets and save $50 on select blowers and chainsaws. Plus, check out all the Steel trimmers and accessories. Stop in our West Plains and Thayer stores today and save.
Kerr's Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Kerr's Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Halftime score is 33-27. Grizzly halftime brought to you by Missouri State University West Plains. And sitting over here to my right is the Region 16 Coach of the Year, coach of the Region 16 champions, and a 30-plus win season. That's pretty good stuff, Patty Figueroa. Congratulations. What an incredible year it's been for you.
Thank you. Yes, we're very excited.
What stands out about this year, aside from the astounding number of wins that you guys have posted? You've got a huge game win streak still going. What is it about this year that has stood out for you more than anything?
Well, when we started recruiting this new team, we wanted to have a good culture. We wanted to have good people more than volleyball. We know that, it only takes good people to get good results and have a good culture and have the kids fighting with each other. So just one goal. And I think we have done a good job. The girls, they all got along pretty good, pretty fast, and things started to show on the court. We are pretty deep, and that there are games that when we don't have one player doing a good job, we always have, another player on the bench that will step up and get it done. So I think we are feeling pretty good about this team and this season.
A lot of teams have a good player or a couple of really good players that they can rely on that are, really hammers that they try to feed the ball to a lot. You've got about a half dozen of them. That's got to be a nice thing to have.
Yes. And that has been pretty good, like I said, because if you only rely on one player, if she's not on a good day, then you're done. And we did a good job, and we are lucky to have good players in different positions, playing different positions, and be able to spread our game, and have our the other team, you know, just try to guess what we're going to do and not be too predictable in the game.
What a great bunch of kids. Bianca Salvador, the player of the year, and very deservedly so. When I saw that Ann Pia's name wasn't on that list, I nearly, my hackles got up a little bit. I thought, how can they leave her off there? She's had a great year too. But when you started this year, did you imagine your team was going to develop into this kind of volleyball team?
We wanted, you
well,
know.
Yeah, you wanted to.
Yeah, when we watched each of them playing, of course, we were not able to watch all of them in person. But when we saw, you know, the type of player that we had committed, we knew that we were going to have a pretty good year. Of course, we always want to, I mean, every day we come to the court, we want to be national champs. You know, that's our mentality when we practice. And they knew that since the beginning, that that's the goal that we had in mind. And, you know, we're getting good things out of it.
This program has come close in the past in the national tournament. What would it mean to the program to actually get over the hump and win the whole thing?
I can't even tell you how many times I have thought about that, and I've tried to put myself in that situation. Because, like you know, when I played here, my freshman year was the same team that on the second year we ended up going to the finals and we finished second. And for me, it would be a dream come true. This is all I wanted now. This is all I have in my heart and my head. So I have pictured that many, many times, and I don't think I can even describe what I would feel if that happened.
You won the region tournament the other day, so now what happened?
We are headed to a district tournament. We're going to play at Vincent. So we finished first, so we have a bye. And we'll play the winner between Iowa Western and Lincoln Trail for that semifinal on Friday. And then we hopefully we win that game. We have the final on Saturday. And we need to win to go to nationals. So
okay.
Hopefully.
So if you win out this weekend, you're going to the national tournament.
Yes.
Fantastic. Patty, congratulations. What a great year it's been, and look at what your teams have accomplished in a very short time, just a couple of seasons. Best of luck to you, and maybe this will be the year.
Thank you, and thanks for everything that you guys have done. We appreciate you having you here.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Patty Fajardo, the coach of the Grizzly volleyball team, what if you've missed seeing the Grizzlies play this year, you've really missed out because it is such great entertainment, and they will be at it again this weekend. So all the best to them as they go to Vincennes, Indiana, to play in district competition. So with that, another timeout. We'll be back in 3 minutes on Hot Country KDY.
There are many great reasons to choose Missouri State University West Plains. Our small class size, dedicated faculty, and caring staff create a learning atmosphere that promotes success. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll receive a quality education at an affordable price.
More than just a tire store. Dobbs Auto Service.
Need new tires, brakes, or a battery? Need routine maintenance? Visit Don's Auto Service at donsautoservice.com. They offer financing that'll get your vehicle back on the road. They offer flexible finance options and double savings on select Goodyear tires when you buy online or utilize the mail-in rebate.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Bailey Chevy and GMC. Home of the Bailey Factory.
Here in the rugged Ozarks, you need a truck that's as tough and works as hard as you. It's truck season at Bailey Chevrolet, the perfect time to find your new truck. Built strong for the rugged outdoors, your tough truck is waiting. Together, let's drive.
This is John Bailey from Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come in today and put the Bailey factor to work for you. And together, let's drive.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Dr. Greg here from Hirschfeld Parts Department, West Plains Store. Quality is our business. Quality only happens when you care enough to do your best. We are proud to say we have kept you rolling year after year for 50 years, setting the standard of being the number one source of all brands of lawnmower and ag equipment parts for the last 75 years of production is what we have strived for. Quote of the day, work hard in silence, let success make the noise. There is a warning though. My number one parts customer service team may cause excessive smiling because cracking jokes will bring humor and sometimes that's the best lubrication.
Grizzly fans, it's time to get your growl on. For more than 30 years, Grizzly Athletics has been bringing heart-pounding action to the West Plains region. And this year, Grizzly Athletics is on the prowl with men's basketball and baseball, women's volleyball and softball, and co-ed esports, rodeo, and cheer team. Don't miss any of the heart-pounding action. And make sure to get game ready with Grizzly gear at the Drago College Store. Visit them in-store inside Hastar Hall or on the web at www.dragocollegestore.com.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
It's like we need Richard. 33-27 is the halftime score. Let's go over the scoring from the first half in this ball game. The Grizzlies lead it by six, and Zaheem Jackson leads the way scoring-wise with 9 points. Jonathan White off the bench has 6 points. 4 points first half for Jaden Roach. Also 3 points for Urshi Hanami and Javian Downey. 2 points for Ryan Richardson, John Glass, and also Riley Whitaker. Linkier Prep's leading scorer is Isidore Bob. He has 6 points here at the break. And other than him, they got 5 points from Richard High off the bench and 3 by Caleb Cron. The Grizzlies, last year, one of our biggest problems was turning the basketball over. We just turned it over way too much. And in the first game the other day against Des Moines, we only had 9 turnovers. And that's acceptable. If you can have 10 or less turnovers, especially if you want to play a little bit faster, then you can kind of look past that. Then on Saturday, we had, and this is by my count, not official, but I think I was off by 1, 19 turnovers against Southeast Iowa after they had 10. But here tonight, it looked like we were going to kind of go down that turnover path, but we got up to 5 and pretty much took better care of the basketball. So 5 turnovers in the first half of the Grizzlies compared to 10 for Linkier Prep. In the first half, the Grizzlies shot 11 free throws and made 6. And so far, we've been a 50% free throw, 60% free throw shooting team, so that kind of figures. Linkier, 1-for-1 from the free throw line. A final timeout. Back in 1 minute, second half coming up. The Grizzlies with a 33-20. Well, let's go ahead and keep it here. Let's go ahead and keep it here before we go to the second half. 33-27, the Grizzlies with a 6-point lead. Curtis, what did you think of the first half? I thought that when the defense got better for the Grizzlies, the game changed quite a bit.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like I mentioned it a lot in the first half. First time seeing the Grizzlies this year, obviously, for me. But the defense, they played really well. They're playing as a team this year, I see, and I feel like it's more than they did last year. And defense is turning into offense, which is a big deal. And they're hustling. They're getting offensive rebounds. Getting defensive rebounds, multiple defensive rebounds on possessions, and they just don't have a quit in them, it seems like.
So in the first half, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different players scored for the Grizzlies. In the opener against Des Moines, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 different players scored in that ball game. But as this season develops, you're going to see fewer, probably less of that long rotation and a little less playing time. The rotation's going to get shorter, and you're going to see Coach Fay probably rotate about 10 kids all in all. And we're back at it on Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock from Moberly. I'll be there at the Fitzsimmons John Arena for tournament play. The Grizzlies will play Wabash Valley at 1 o'clock at Moberly Friday. And I'll have that here on KDY. And, of course, we'll have football that night. Second half starts. Link here with the ball. They're in the black with the blue piping and white trim. And the Grizzlies in the white with the red numerals, red trim. A little bit of blue with those white. And here we go, back to play. Front court, half court trap. They'll feed it back at a walk. It's going to be the call on Wyatt Carr and Linkier Prep. Well, that was a little bit different to start the half. The Grizzlies started off in a half court trap. That's something they didn't show in the first half. Zaheem Jackson gets a screen, shoots a three ball, no good, and the ball pulled off by Isidore Baugh. He'll bring it back, bounce it across. Pump fake, tapped underneath. Wyatt back out on the wing for a three. That's no good, but it's rebounded by Baugh out to the point. So he'll dribble it down with Caleb Crone down in the corner. Spin move, Baugh to the basket, around and good. That kid, I know I said this in the first half, the kid can play. Isidore Baugh, 6'2 from St. Louis. Left corner, Zaheem drives in, pump fake, whistle, and an illegal screen is going to be called on the play. I did not see. Oh, they call that on Zaheem. I didn't see him clear out with that arm, but evidently he did. Because I know Rob Wolf would never call something unless it was legit. Zaheem knocks it out of bounds, and the Linkier front court out of bounds off Caleb. That's off him. Caleb Crone had the ball, and it'll still be Linkier basketball. 33-29 with 18:52 to go in the first half. By the time high school teams around here start playing basketball, by the time their regular seasons start, the Grizzlies will have played 11 games. 11 games here in the month of November. Linkier Prep over on the left side. They'll set, pop a three with Crone, no good. Long rebound, Ethan Smith gets it. Now Zaheem Jackson looks up the floor, up to the right corner. Urgy with a pump fake, gives it back over. Ryan's got a three look. That's off the lip of the rim, barely, and out of bounds, and it'll go back over to Linkier. We haven't shot the ball very good at all tonight.
Not too well. And most of those games you mentioned, Harlan, I think will be here in West Plains.
That's correct. Linkier with Caleb Brewer from Waco, Texas. Baugh out front. The Grizzlies trying to determine here. Now they're in a man-to-man, evidently. Yep. To the baseline. They'll cut off the dribbler. Kick it back over to Baugh. Drives in. Hangs. Blocked away from behind by Ethan Smith. Ethan has it. He's got a two-on-one break the other way. Spins to the middle. Lost the ball. Got it back. Leans in. Left-hand shot. No good. Rebound by Lionel Kamwimba. Won't go. And the rebound taken down by Linkier. And a foul on Ethan Smith. Now, there's one of those things where we had two cracks at it by two of our 6'8 kids, and we didn't put the ball in. That is where you've got to be more aggressive and be more aggressive to the basket. Make them foul you. Instead of trying to avoid getting your shot blocked, you got to take it to the basket. If they block it, they're probably going to get a foul call. Free throw line, Wyatt Carr in the left corner. They'll move it out with Dillinger. Cross-court pass over the top. Baugh has it. Pull up. 10-foot jumper. Floater. No good. Rebound. Dillinger up. No good. He got fouled. Late call, though. We had the rebound before they blew the whistle. Philo is at it again.
Luckily, they're going to call that on Kamwimba instead of Jackson. That would have been Jackson's third.
A little late with the whistle there, maybe?
Just a wee little bit.
Ethan Dillinger, the free throw shooter. He has 2 points tonight. First free throw for him is good. It's a 33-30 game. And seeing as how we haven't scored the first 2.5 minutes, that's why this game is still a game.
Roach and Whitaker in for the Grizzlies. Smith and Kamwimba taking a seat.
Next try is good. Dillinger makes them both. 2-point game, 33-31. If I remember right, when we went small in the first half, we actually played pretty well. Sean Glass Left point to Riley Whitaker. Gets it to Zaheem Jackson. You got shooters out there right now. Kamwimba down the lane. Or make that Urji Hanami in the corner. Three ball by Riley Whitaker, and it's good. Riley has five, 36-31. Left, right corner three is up and good. Knocked in by Caleb Brewer. His second field goal. So that puts it right back to a two-point game. Urji Hanami, left side. Riley's got another shot for a three. No good. Rebound long left corner. And it's taken there by Caleb Cron. Up the left side, through the hands, out of the bounds. Turnover. Wyatt Carr couldn't handle it for Link Gear. They turn it over for the 13th time. Link here is staying in it, even though they've turned it over 13 times. We've turned it over five, and it's still just a two-point game. Zaheem Jackson to the point to Urji Hanami. He dribbles right, hands it off to Sean Glass. Back over to Riley Whitaker. He'll hand it off to Zaheem Jackson. He curls to the right, hands it off to Urji. Urji down the key, steps through, right hand, float shot, good. Urji Hanami with a bucket for the Grizzlies right there. Urji has five, 38-34 to steal out front. Zaheem Jackson with a three-on-three, a lob pass inside, tipped out of bounds by Link here. I'll tell you what, Urge would have had to have been on the U.S. Olympic long jump team to get from where he was to where that ball was going and make the shot simultaneously.
Yeah, that would have been a tough finish there for Urji.
Zaheem out front. Left elbow, steps through, hard dribble, bounce across. Layup is good by Jaden Roach. Zaheem was looking for him, and Jaden was ready for it. Jaden Roach has 6 points tonight off the bench. Low block, posting inside. Carr back out on the left wing. Dillinger with a three. That's an air ball. That counts nothing. 40-34, Grizzlies with it. Pass on the back cut. Wrap around. Layup is good by Urji Hanami, who had to do a right-hand reverse. Spinneroo off the glass.
Great touch there to be able to get that to go down.
Urge has seven. 42-34, back out to an eight-point game. Now to flush it out of bounds. Grizzlies will sub in JV and Downey for Zaheem Jackson. Back in the lineup now for Link Gear Prep. Isaac Vickers, he'll come in for Wyatt Carr. Long three on the inbound play. Good. Knocked down from range that time by Caleb Cron. He has 6 points. Sean Glass out front. Hands it back to Hanami. Drives the lane. Right-hand runner around and good. Urji being aggressive, taking it to the basket. Six and a half. He has all six of our points here in the second half. No, that's not true. I didn't look far enough down the list. Free throw line, but he's got six of the 11. Here's a shot, no good, by Vickers. Rebounded by Jaden Roach. And not many people are going to take it away from Jaden when he comes out with it. Left wing, Riley for a three. Good!
Quickly out to a 10-point lead there.
14-30. And the ball tipped out of bounds. So it'll be Link Gear basketball on the near side in their front court. 47-37. Step through. Here's a pull-up shot. No good. Long rebound. Urji Hanami comes away with it and had it taken away by Richard High. So a turnover. Down the key. Left side, left wing, whistle. Did we get 3 seconds? Did we get... It's kind of early in the year for that three-second call. Rob Wolf made the call from the outside, though. Or no, that was Kelly Hunt.
And now we have a discussion.
I'm not sure what this whole thing was about.
During all that, Richardson comes in for Hunami.
Ryan Richardson. He is from Hollywood, Florida. You know, that's just such a natural nickname for him. Hollywood. On the right side of the key. Bounce pass. Backdoor cut. Dillinger lays it up and good. Nice look that time to the weak side. Dillinger was there, going to the basket and laid it in. 47-39. Richardson on the right side gets a screen, but can't get the ball inside. Now Javian Downey drives the key, right hand. Scoop layup is good as he shot against the body, going to his left with his right hand. Javian Downey makes it a 10-point game again, 49-39. They get it inside. Vickers hands it off inside. High travel with the basketball, and the Grizzlies get it back with 13:25 to go in the ball game. It'll be Lionel Kumwimba. He's out there with Riley Whitaker, Sean Glass, Javian Downey, and Ryan Richardson. Left side, Sean has it. Shandarius is his full name, in the key, in the corner. Downey, wraparound pass on the layup on the baseline. Good. Javian Downey's having a nice night. He's got 7. 51-39. At the right elbow, high, turns, faces, shoots, no good. Riley Whitaker for the board. Up the right side, Javian Downey. Crossover, takes it all the way in. Left-hand layup, no good. But he got fouled, and he'll shoot two. One thing we didn't do a lot of, or probably didn't do enough of in the first two games, was be aggressive with the ball and take it to the basket. Draw the defense, get him to foul us. But then on the other hand, the way we shot free throws this past weekend, it probably wouldn't have been that big an advantage. But on a normal night, that's always a good idea. Javian Downey, 6'3" guard, will go to the free throw line for the Grizzlies. He is from Toronto, Canada. Free throw good. We've had so many players. And by the way, that free throw gives Javian 8 points. I'm a big hockey fan. And we've had so many players play for the Grizzlies from Canada. And to a player, and I haven't asked Javian yet or Urgy if they like hockey, but to a person, every time I've asked someone from Canada if they like hockey, they say no. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Down the lane, Richard High shoots it high off the board. No good. Riley Whitaker with another rebound. Sean Glass in the front court. Puts it on the deck all the way. Right hand scoop layup. Good on the reverse. Sean Glass. With a little peek. He's got 4. 54-39. Down the key on the right side. No good. And again, another rebound for Riley Whitaker. Pass up ahead. Great feed. Glass with the layup on the feed from Javian Downey. And a timeout on the floor. The Grizzlies have stretched this out from a 6-point halftime lead now to a 17-point lead, 12:05 to go in the second half. Grizzlies lead at 56-39, and we're back in a minute on KDY.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
What could be better than getting new tires and putting money back in your pocket? You can do both at Don's Auto Service in West Plains. Buy 4 new Goodyear tires and get a $200 rebate when you use the Goodyear credit card. Travel with peace of mind this summer with new rubber on the road and more money in your pocket.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
12 minutes and 5 seconds. We're a couple of minutes away from our media timeout here in the second half. The Grizzlies with the lead, 56-39. Why is that, Curtis?
Defense and then being aggressive on offense and taking it to the rack.
I think you summed it up very well. 56-39. Link here on offense to the high post. Richard High, guarded by Lionel Kumwimba. Spins to the middle. Turnaround fadeaway is good. Richard High is only 6'5", but he took it right at 6'8", Lionel Kumwimba there. Ty has 7. Left side, JV and Downey. Looks back door, nothing open. He'll take it to the baseline, pulls it back outside to the point with 13 on the shot clock. Blaine Harris takes it in, leans in, shoots and scores. The defender just kind of gave up on the play. So a break there for Blaine as he gets his first basket. 58-41. Another shot by Richard High, no good. This time, Ryan Richardson gets the rebound for the Grizzlies. Up the right corner, wide open baseline. Pull-up jump shot by the Grizzlies, no good. Put back by Lionel Kamwimba, as good as he followed the miss by Sean Glass.
Great job to stay with it there by Lionel.
Pass inside, deflected, knocked away, picked back up, though. Down the key, Baugh drives, shoots it, and scores. Baugh has 10 points. It's 60-43 Grizzlies by 17. At the point, Richardson left side. Downey. Javian dribbles, curls over the top, stops the dribble. Bounce pass, terrible pass. Tipped out of bounds, though, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies.
Baugh has been a thorn in the Grizzlies' side tonight, just making some impressive shots.
Wyatt Carr in the lineup for Linkier. Ethan Dillinger in the lineup for Linkier. The Grizzlies have Lionel Kamwimba, Blaine Harris, Ryan Richardson, Sean Glass, and Javian Downey. Lionel will throw the ball in. The baseball team has gone back to the dorm. It's a lot quieter in here. Richardson, left point. Sean Glass with 10-18 to go in the game. Shoots a long three, left side, good. Sean Glass from downtown at the shot clock horn. High post, Richard High. Against Kamwimba, goes in, leans in, shoots it off the board. Good, man, he is good at that. Getting the defender off just a bit. Richard High now has 9. On the right side, another three by Glass. This one off the mark, no good. Rebounded, here they come with a 3-on-2. Bounce pass up ahead. Shot blocked by Sean Glass. And back come the Grizzlies. Come on, Javian, just take it in there. Pushes off a little. Right-hand scoop shot is no good. And we'll get a foul call on the Grizzlies on the rebound attempt. You know, I think if Sean Glass hadn't touched that ball coming off the rim, I think it was going to go in.
It definitely had the opportunity to do that.
Timeout, 9:29 to go in the ball game. Grizzlies 63, Lions 45. Back in a minute on KDY.
Dr. Greg here from Hirsch Feed Parts Department, West Plains Store. Quality is our business. Quality only happens when you care enough to do your best. We are proud to say we have kept you rolling year after year for 50 years, setting the standard of being the number one source of all brands of lawnmower and ag equipment parts for the last 75 years of production is what we have strived for. Quote of the day, work hard in silence, let success make the noise. There is a warning, though. My number one parts customer service team may cause excessive smiling because cracking jokes will bring humor, and sometimes that's the best lubrication.
Ready to invest in your future? Studies show that a college degree more than pays for itself in lifetime earning potential, and Missouri State University West Plains is a great place to start. To learn more, give us a call at 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. Financial aid is available for eligible students. At Missouri State West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
All right, 63-45. It'll be Linkier basketball in the backcourt. The Grizzlies at halftime led this game only by 6. And it was cut down to a 2-point game early in the half. But the Grizzlies lead it now by 18, 63-45. Zaheem Jackson back in the game for the Grizzlies. On the baseline, Wyatt Carr from Lebanon for Linkier. Gets in lane, shoots against the body, spins around and goes in, and a foul on the play. Kelly Hunt makes the call as Wyatt Carr gets his second field goal.
He caught the roll there.
All those shots he put up in Boswell Auditorium in Lebanon. Paying off here in West Plains tonight. 3-point play as Wyatt Carr makes the shot. 63-48. Here's Herji Hanami at the left corner now. Lane Harris steps over, shoots a jumper in and out, and the ball will be fought for and controlled finally by Wyatt Carr and Linkier. Up the right side, crossover, Richard High kept the dribble. Grizzlies go back to a zone, pass in the middle, tipped away and stolen. Jonathan White in the game for the Grizzlies, takes it, pass up ahead. Ethan Smith leans in, left-hand shot, good, foul on the play, and the basket counts. And how about that little ambidextrous move there by Ethan Smith going up for the shot?
Definitely makes it a little bit tougher when you're using your offhand.
So Ethan Smith gets the lay-in for the Grizzlies. 6'8 forward from Laurel, Maryland. And his free throw, no good. Curling's free throw line, pull-up shot on the run, high, misses, no good. Gets it back outside. Caleb Crone to the right corner. High will set. Pop three. Short. Long rebound. Picked up by Hanami. Pass up ahead. There's Ethan Smith. Come on. No, he's going to feed it out. Saheem Jackson. Cross court pass. Tipped out of bounds by Isidore Baugh, and it'll stay with the Grizzlies. Ethan was a little too unselfish there.
Just a little bit.
He had a mismatch height-wise. He could have taken that ball right to the basket, but now it's Herji Hanami on the inbound right side. Here's Jonathan White for three. Good.
Gives the Grizzlies a 20-point lead at 68-48.
That's the fourth three the Grizzlies have made in this half. 20-point game. On the baseline pull-up. Vickers shoots, no good. And the rebound, Zaheem Jackson. Crossover dribble down the key. No look pass. Blaine Harris layup. Saheem Jackson assist. Well, it's 7:22. It looks like everybody's going to get in tonight. At the left point, to the left corner. Wyatt Carr drives in, leans in, shoots. No good. But foul on Blaine Harris for the Grizzlies. There's a possibility that Blaine Harris and Wyatt Carr played one another, playing for Lebanon and Jackson, respectively, about same size schools. And he'll go to the line and shoot. First one good. Wyatt Carr now has 6 points. 7:06 to go, 70-49. Next try is good. Seven points for Wyatt Carr. Grizzlies on offense, up by 20, 70-50. Johnson White to the right point. Herji Hanami, good jab step, drives the lane, puts it up and good. Herji Hanami now with 11. 72-50, Grizzlies. Right point, Vickers fired up there for three, and it's good. Isaac Vickers makes his second three of the night. He has six, 72-53. 6.5 to play. Left side, Riley from the bench. No good. Ball tipped out of bounds. That should be off. Oh, no, Rob, that was off of Linkier. Was I wrong?
No, you're not wrong.
Oh, I see. You're laughing at me, not with me. Okay, I got it. Come on, Rob. On the right side, spinning to the baseline, leading in, back in to the corner. Wyatt Carr with a jumper. Good. Carr makes it 72-55 with 6 minutes to play. Zaheem Jackson takes it to the middle, kicks the far right corner. Johnson White's going to shoot another. That's an air ball. And it's taken on the weak side. And back will come Linkier Prep at the point with Caleb Brewer. Out front, ball tipped away, nearly lost by McVicker. Now out front, they'll move it around the horn, right wing. Open shot for a three. That's no good. And the rebound over the top. Vicker takes it away from Jonathan White. Now to left point. Noah Stanek back of the game from Hector, Arkansas for Linkier. Right wing shot for a three. No good. And Riley Whitaker gets another rebound. This has got to be a career high for him in rebounds tonight. Down the key, right-hand runner, high off the board, no good by Zaheem Jackson. 5:15 to go. And back the other way come Linkier. Deep right corner, McVicker. No good. Tipped out of bounds by Zaheem Jackson. And it'll stay with Linkier with 5:08 to play. And the Grizzlies, as a volleyball comes flying out of nowhere. Well, I know where it came from, but that was a surprise. It'll be Linkier basketball. They have 20 on the shot clock. They trail it by 17 in the left corner. Jab step to the left, back to the right. Caleb Krohn underneath, trapped underneath, back outside on the wing. Ball faked by Wyatt Carr, and he got knocked down. Blocking foul will be the call in the Grizzlies. 4:53 to go. That's on Zaheem, and Zaheem Jackson picks up his third foul. Zaheem will come out of the lineup. He almost didn't play at all this past weekend because of that hamstring, but he did play. At the point, here's a long three. No good. And fight for the basketball. Saved by Ethan Smith in the far corner for the Grizzlies. They come back from left to right. Javian Downey, Sean Glass, Riley Whitaker all out there. Ethan steps the tightrope, kicks it far left corner. Three ball by Javian Downey, no good. Rebound controlled by Wyatt Carr. 4:20 to play, 72-55. On the right point to the right corner. Riley Whitaker draws a charge on the baseline drive by Vicker that time. There's always, seems like one guy on your team gets a lot of charges called. And Riley would seem to be that guy for us this year.
Well, and he's built pretty well, so he can take the hits.
Javian Downey brings it up. He's out there with Sean Glass, Riley Whitaker, Ethan Smith, and Jake Sage, who hasn't played a lot tonight. But he'll get to play plenty this year. Ethan Smith back to Javian Downey in the corner. Sean Glass beats his guy on the baseline. Shoots a floater from 10, and it's good. Sean Glass with a good second half. 9 points, 11 for the ball game. 74-55. And on the wing, back to the right corner. Ball fake, step across, no shot available. And now travel. They move the ball over back to the right corner that time. And no Stanek got called for the walk. We're down to 3:38 to go. It's a while before we have another home game. Try to remember, that never usually works.
I believe the 19th?
That'd be the day after my birthday. You're right. The day after my birthday, we play at home. That's one of those two-night deals, I think, Friday and Saturday night. If I remember correctly. We shall see. Because I'm going to look at the schedule. We've got a stoppage here for some reason. I don't know what. Got to have something to do with the book. Jake Sage will shoot a technical foul. I'm not sure why. But from the way the officials were gathered around the table and such, I kind of got the impression it was going to be a wrong number or something in the scorebook. Jake Sage at the line. Good. You will hear those words included in a sentence quite a bit. Jake Sage, good at the free throw line. Kid is a phenomenal free throw shooter and just a phenomenal shooter in general. A kid I'm really fascinated with, Jalen Heisen, is in the ball game now for the Grizzlies. 6'6" freshman from Trinidad and Tobago. He is a terrific athlete. Left corner, Javian Downey. Fires a three ball, and that's good. I told him, fourth starter, to have a good game, and he's having one. He's got 11. 78-55. In the lane, feeded across. High goes up, blocked by Ethan Smith, but a foul's going to be called. He probably got him with the body, but he was not going to go over Ethan Smith and lay that ball in. Jalen Heisen out there with Ethan Smith, 6'6", 6'8", there on the front line. And now we're going to get in the lineup for the first time this season. Here's a free throw try, and that's good by Richard High. In the lineup for the first time this season for the Grizzlies, Jarrell Tomlinson, a 6'7 freshman from Ajax, Canada. The amount of height and size that we have on this team this year compared to past years is just crazy.
It's good to see.
Next free throw, no good, and Jarrell gets his first rebound as a Grizzly. He's about 6'7", 6'8", and can run like a deer. Sean Glass out front, kicks it right wing. Jalen Heisen in the paint, kicks it outside. Long three by Jake Sage, short. Long rebound, Jake Sage chased it down. And now back out to Sean Glass, 2:40 to go. Tomlinson posted up inside, now at the point. Jake Sage behind the back move, right elbow, leans in, left hand, shot is good. What a move by Jake Sage. He went up, started to go up. His right hand was blocked, so he went to the left hand and made a little 10-footer. Jake's got three. Down the key, right-hand runner is good. Richard High can play the game. He has 7.5, 12 for the game. 80-58 Grizzlies. Richardson lost the ball, goes up for the drive anyway as he little right-hand reverse over the head off the glass. With a twist of lemon, he has 4 points. 82-58. Right side, High with a long three, no good. Jarrell Tomlinson gets the board up the right side. Now towards the basket. Here's a drive, High off the board, no good. Put back up and in by Jarrell Tomlinson. And if he's going to follow like that, he's going to get to play enough to satisfy him. Next shot, no good. Rebound, Jake Sage has it. And we get a whistle, and we'll get a substitution. Walker Loveland, all 5'6" of him from Sparta, will come in the lineup now for the Grizzlies. And Walker Loveland, 5'6" from Sparta, played on some really good high school teams for the Sparta Trojans. And so it's Grizzly basketball in the front court. In the right corner, Walker has it, dribbles across, gets it over. Three ball, straight on, no good by Jake Sage. And the rebound pulled down by Linkier. 84-58 with a minute 15 to go. In the right corner, we'll spin it to the middle. Picked up the dribble, shot no good. Ball knocked away by Walker. Loveland got a hand on that one. They move it back out to the point. Here's a shot for a three, no good, long rebound. And Jarrell has his third rebound. Loveland splits the defense and draws the foul, and that, well, I was going to say he's going to get to shoot some free throws, but he's not. That's only a 14 foul call against Linkier here in the second half. Inbound play from underneath that last foul. On Linkier gives the Grizzlies the ball. Shot up, no good, but a foul, and Jarrell on the backdoor pass went up for the dunk but got fouled. He'll shoot two.
Oh, no. That was a little bit of a late whistle. I didn't know if they were going to call it there, but I didn't know how they could.
Watch enough games, you'll figure it out.
Yeah, I'm learning that as well.
First free throw, Jarrell is good. One more, no good. Rebounded by Linkier. They'll control now with A.J. Fowler. In the lineup from Fayetteville, Arkansas, 6'3 guard out to the right side. Shot underneath, no good. Rebounded by Jalen Heisen. A little back screen here and a dunk would be pretty cool. The Grizzlies could really set them up for that if they wanted. Richardson, left wing, left corner. And Loveland for three. Air ball, put back up, no good. Rebounded by Jarrell and a reach in. Jump ball Grizzly basketball. Seconds to go. Ryan Richardson on the inbound. Out front. Loveland had it, fumbled away. 15 seconds to play. Let's see if he can get a shot off here. He drives in, lost it, picked it back up, gets it outside. Jake Sage. Grizzlies are not going to shoot here, evidently. And that's going to be the final score of the ball game. 85-58. The Grizzlies pick up win number one on the season. We'll talk it over on the post game. And we'll have this guy right over here to my right, Curtis Ballou, tell you who. Are you ready?
I think so.
Pick a player of the all right, the Don's Auto Service. Player of the game is who and why?
Energy Hunami for his offensive performance tonight.
That's a very legit call on your part. 11 points for Ergy. Good balance in the Grizzlies scoring tonight. We'll take a 30-second timeout, and Jared Fay will join us here on our postgame coming up in 30 seconds on KDY.
Are you ready to take the next step toward an exciting and challenging career? If so, check out the educational opportunities at Missouri State University, West Plains. You'll find quality transfer and career programs at an affordable cost, as well as flexible scheduling options. To learn more, call 417-255-7955 or visit our website at wp.missouristate.edu. At Missouri State, West Plains, you'll find new beginnings and endless possibilities.
And now back to Grizzly Athletics from Ozark Radio Sports.
Here's Jared Fay over here to my right on our Grizzly postgame. Final score is 85-58. A little slow coming out of the gate, but here's the thing that we were talking about this about midway through the first half. When our defense got better, our offense got better.
Yeah. I think our defense was pretty good in that first stretch there. We just couldn't hit shots in the first half. That kind of kept us in it. Got some shots going. Wasn't real happy with our defensive effort right before half. Kind of let them back in it a little bit. We've got a lot of things to clean up, but I think we saw some good things tonight.
You talked about sorting the chaff from the wheat. I mean, it's a great problem to have so many kids that can come out and contribute. We saw Jarrell hadn't played yet this year, and he went out there and looked like he belonged out on the court. Eventually, you're going to have to pare down your rotation. But early in the season, and the other thing, too, how many years have we seen injuries crop up and just decimate a team?
Yeah.
That depth is a good thing to have for a lot of reasons.
Especially with bigs and size, We're fortunate right now we have everyone healthy, knock on wood. But guys like Jarrell and Jalen, they're a little raw, but we know that come January, we really might need one of them or both of them. They're such good kids. They come in, put the work in every day, whether they're playing or not, and they're definitely going to get better. It's good to see Jarrell have a little bit of success, a little bit of fun out there.
You can teach them to block off. You can teach them how to shoot the ball. You can teach them all kinds of things. You can't teach them to be 6'7" and athletic.
Yeah, exactly. And like you said, the season eventually is going to be a grind, and there is going to be some injuries and we're going to need those guys at some point.
Season's a long season. We'll play 30-plus games, but talk about a grind. We've got 11 games in the month of November, so it's good to have a lot of people.
Yeah, no doubt. We play a lot of back-to-back games on Friday night, Saturday night, mixed in with these Tuesday, Wednesday-type games. So we do need to be able to keep everyone fresh. At the same time, probably, figuring out a way to cut our rotation a little bit and get the guys a little bit more consistent playing time and get the rhythm.
So you got a few days off before we go up to Moberly. We'll play there at 1 o'clock Friday, 5 o'clock, I think, or 5 o'clock on Saturday.
4 o'clock.
Okay. And we'll play Wabash on Friday. That's a team I don't know that we have played them. When the last time we played Wabash was? That's been a long time.
Yeah, and they're really not that far from us. So I know it's traditional power. It used to be really, really good. Still really solid. Seen a little bit of film on a big, strong, athletic team. I think it'll be, similar to the Southeastern Iowa, some of those type of teams that we play. So we've got to get better.
And that's the bottom line, too, is getting better. We went 0-2 in Iowa. That's not really the point. We played two good teams, and I think we probably benefited from that. And if we just keep getting better, we got at least a chance by the end of next weekend to be above 500 again.
Yeah, we're just taking things one game at a time. And like you said, we just want to keep getting better, not just every game, but every practice and everything that we do. And I think the guys are starting to really understand that.
There's one. Congratulations.
All right. Thanks, Arlen.
Jared Fay, head coach of the Grizzlies, as they win it 85-58. We had, let's see, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13 players scored in this ball game for the Grizzlies. 13. That may be a new record, at least as far as games I've done. But the Don's Auto Service play of the game, Urji Hanami with 11 points. We had a 10-point night for Javian Downey. I thought Javian had a good night, plus 11 points. For Sean Glass. Those three kids did a really good job. And also, Jonathan White off the bench. How about that? He had 9 points and really looked good. Made some shots in the field, including the three. Just going down the line, Ryan Richardson with 4. 9 for Zaheem Jackson. 11 for Urji Hanami. Sean Glass. And let's see. 2 points for Ethan Smith. 3 points for Lionel Kimwemba. 10 points for Javian Downey. 6 points for Jaden Roach. Blaine Harris with 4, 8 for Riley Whitaker, 3 for Jake Sage, 9 for Jonathan White, 3 for Jareel Tomlinson, and Jalen Heisen and Walker Loveland played but did not score. So the final again, 85-58. Grizzlies will take their 1-2 record to Moberly Friday, 1 o'clock start time here on KDY when the Grizzlies will play Wabash Valley. Till then, for Nick and for Curtis and for Dylan in the studio, I'm Harlan Hutchison. The Grizzlies pick up win number one tonight, 85-58, as we say so long and good night from the Joe Paul Evans Arena at the West Plains Civic Center.
This has been Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports, brought to you by Bailey Chevrolet in Pontiac, Don's Auto Service, Hirsch Feed and Farm, MSU Athletics Department, and Ozarks Healthcare. Thanks for listening to Grizzly Sports from Ozark Radio Sports.